My name is Iman El-Sayden. I am with Missourians for Constitutional Freedom, and I'm the Chief Medical Officer of Planned Parenthood Great Plains. When I was little, as a queer, gender-confused Arab, people always told me that who I was, that's true, that who I was wrong. I was wearing the wrong clothes, I was being bad by not falling into line and accepting the role that society had for me. Home was a scary place, a dangerous place. And I didn't have the support or knowledge to stay at home and fight for what I knew was right. That I'm the one who knows my life and what I need to be happy and healthy. I became an abortion provider to listen to and trust patients, to help ensure that they have the space to be held when the world has told them they are wrong, when the world has told them they are bad, and when they have limited options to receive excellent medical care. Since joining PPGP, Planned Parenthood Great Plains, over 3 years ago, I have witnessed continued attacks on our rights, followed by the complete loss of abortion access here in Missouri. It's devastating to see firsthand how abortion bans have gotten in the way of people's ability to get the care that they need when they need it the most. And now I watch every day as anti-abortion politicians and protesters try to tell patients what is right for them and what is good for them when in fact they are endangering the lives of these patients. Because of Missouri's abortion bans, I often see patients in our Kansas health centers who have had to travel hours, take time off of work, find childcare, to access the healthcare that should be available to them within their own communities, where they call home. And those people who can make it to a health center in a state like, and those are the people who can actually make it to a health center in a state like Kansas. Because for every patient I do see, I think of those who couldn't overcome the physical or financial burden to reach the care that they need. These are people who cannot get what they need at home, in their communities. People who can't confide in a neighbor or a friend in a time of need because of fear of prosecution or retribution. Now, it's time to change that. As a state, we are living the reality of the ripple effect of abortion bans. We know that when abortion is inaccessible, the health and well-being of all people suffer. Pregnant people get sicker when all health care options are not available to them. Our home here in Missouri has become a scary place, a dangerous place, made so by politicians who think they know better than we do, who think their beliefs should control our futures. In a country with expert comprehensive health care, this devastating reality does not have to be our future. Every person, everyone, deserves the freedom to make their own decisions right here at home, where we live, without the interference of politicians, and everyone has always deserved that. My little self should have been allowed to be who I was back then, but I'm so glad to be with you today and to stand up for what I always knew was right, trust. I've always trusted the patient sitting in front of me. I have always trusted my little self to know who I really was and what I stand for and what is worth fighting for. My patients today should be allowed to make their own decisions about their lives and futures. It's devastating to see the basic human rights and autonomy of people and the right to parent or not parent being stripped away. That's why I'm standing up here tonight alongside advocates, faith leaders, patients, and families and saying we're tired of politicians playing games with our lives and our futures. We are tired of people trying to tell us what to do with our bodies. We're tired of listening to judgments about where we seek joy and how we build and care for our families. Home is sometimes a hard place to be. It's a hard place to sit, and it's a hard place to change. But we do not have to accept the world as it is given to us. We should be able to rebuild our home as we see fit, to live the lives as we are, comfortable and joyous. We all have the power to make this home our home. And we can start tonight by signing this petition and joining the movement. I'm very overwhelmed by the applause and the turnout, and I'm very proud to be with you all. Thank you so much for your support in this critical fight. By signing the petition, you have put us one step closer to taking back our rights and removing politicians from the exam room. Tonight, together, we will start the end to Missouri's abortion ban and rebuild our home for all of us. Thank you.